Gemara written explicitly by Harubi Bezi in Chumash Dvarim. Says Chia Bish Chet Mishpat Malbes Behumas Vesalisa El Shalei. It's on the wrong side. The Kavetik Brand by Yamahu. It only has it by Harugi Bezdin. In fact, it only has it by Kikilus Alekim Tolib by Megade. By Yavid Abed Azar. It doesn't even say it by the other Harugi Bezdin. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a whole discussion about Shar Mason. How do you know that there's a mitzvah gura by other people? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk from this parsha from Chayisora. Why then does the Torah record the fact that Avraham Avinu was so makbid about bearing sorry men? It must be that that's the din, that you have a din of gura. So the Gemara is doiche. The Gemara says not necessarily an indication. It could be that that was the minig. Bizman shel Avraham Avinu. Whatever the minig is, it's understood, whatever the minig is, that. So why does the Torah record it if it's just the minig? It means whatever the minig is, that's what you mechuyev to do, mitam kavan ha-meis. There is a din of kavan ha-meis. If the minig is that you bury the meis, so mitam minig you mechuyev. Whatever the minig is. Chevek Hadisha has a minig that they, in Europe they used to have a minig that they rub their raw eggs into the hair of the meis. I don't think they do it anymore. That was considered the cleaning out the hair. That's why they used to clean out the hair years ago. Since that was the minik, so whatever is the minik is considered kavod ha-meis. So the Gemara says, no, kavod ha-meis is not totally in the minik ha-mokim, it's an absolute din, and it's not learned out taka from Parshas Chayisar, you can't prove anything, it's rather learned out from the keif ha-loshen, that it says there by Harugi Bezdin, ki kavod tik berenim by Yamahu ha-keif ha-loshen. So the keif ha-loshen, there's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel and Shas in many places, where they say, where they darshan l'shein is kvulim. Rabbi Shmuel thinks that Dibra Torah Kedushem Mini Adam, just like people repeat themselves, sometimes the Chumash repeats itself and it doesn't necessarily indicate anything special. And we follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion that Lo Dibra Torah Kedushem Mini Adam, whenever you have the Shainis Kvulos, Anik Tanik Nosin Titan, Moshumas, whenever you have a Loshan that's repeated, we assume that it's indicating Halacha. So there, Kovetik Bren, is Marba, even Shar Mason, not only Haruge Bezen, even Shar Mason as well. But we do learn out from the parsha, let's say, hesped. We learn out that one is obligated to recite a hesped. Also means, if that's the kavod ha-meis, to deliver hesped. The Gemara has, the Gemara comes to the conclusion there in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Zayin, that what if the person leaves instructions before he dies? He would prefer that they shouldn't deliver any hesped. So the Gemara says, if he doesn't want, he doesn't want. Ritzon shalodim zeh kavodah. The whole idea of hesped is mishum kavod ha-meis. Yikorah de shachve. The Gemara has it. Yiboy lehu. Where the hesped is yikorah de chay. Yikorah de shachve is because of kavod abrius. You want to be mechabed the family, the surviving family, or is mishum yikorah de shachve kavod ameis. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's kavod ameis. So if the meis says I don't want the hesped, so nisht is nisht. I think the story goes. So the story goes when the Pnei Yeshua died, so he left instructions that they shouldn't deliver a hesped. He didn't want any hesped. So the Pischei Tshuva in the end of Yeredei quotes that the Nadi Bihuda was consulted, and he, Nadi Bihuda writes about the Pnei Yeshua like he's Kvarer Azokin. Whenever there's a psak from the Pnei Yeshua, we're not Mahari after that psak. He was younger than the Pnei Yeshua. So he said that the only time the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the Meis can be Moichel on his Kavod, that it's only Kavod on Meis, and that's by a normal person. But such an Adam Gadol, it's kavod of the community. The community wants to brag about the fact that the Pnei Yeshua was the rabbi in their community. So how does he have a right to be moichel on their kavod? He can be moichel on his own kavod. He can't be moichel on their kavod. So that's why he said that even though the Pnei Yeshua left the tzavod not to say a hesped, the community doesn't have to listen to the tzavod. They have a right to say whatever they want. I think this past summer when we were traveling in Europe, so we saw the Matseva, I think of the Nodi Behud attacker. So the Matseva, there are two Matsevas there, one a headstone and one a footstone. So the headstone. One of the stones, apparently many of the Rabbonim composed the Nusa for the Matseva while they were alive. That was a common practice. And they instructed the Balabatim not to change anything. So they have a very parva Matseva on the Nodi Behud. Here is buried Escalando, the author of this safe and that safe and shine. Then there's another matseva that the community put up, and they write that we know who our rabbi was, and we knew he deserved a much bigger a much nicer matzeva, but the rabbi instructed us that we're not allowed to write anymore, so that's all. But no one in the future generations should think that we didn't appreciate our rabbi. We know he was much greater than what's written on the matzeva. I thought it was very interesting. And they have other matzevas also, where they don't have double, but they have the text of the matzeva was written by the rabbi, sometimes printed in his sefer during his lifetime. Some of the rabbanim printed the nusach that they want on their matzeva during their lifetime. Rabbi Soloveitchik says the text of Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik's matzeva also. Rabbi Chaim insisted that he wants them to write X, Y, Z, and that's all they wrote. So that's the halacha that we learned from this week's sedra, that out of kavod ha'meis you have to do, there is a chi of kavod ha'meis, and out of kavod ha'meis one is obligated to do whatever is mukubal, whatever is accepted. And kvura is a din, not really learned that from this week's parasha. Kvura is a din that they can't be moichalan. Someone called me up yesterday on the telephone from Eretz Yisrael. He's going to medical school. So here in Einstein, they have a principle. When they study anatomy and they work on dead bodies, they don't allow Jewish bodies, only non-Jewish bodies. There in Eretz Yisrael, they only have Jewish bodies. I said, they only have Jewish bodies. I remember years ago, it was the Dovi Yadur. They only had Arab bodies. So this fellow tells me now they only have Jewish bodies. So how you talking? How the poskim say that there are three problems working on a Jewish body. First of all, you mevatel mitzvah kvura. The din is kavatik berena v'yomahu. So the din is if it's helinei lechvodo lahavile orim etachrichim. If you want to leave over the kvura till tomorrow, till 2 days later, in order to get an orim, in order to get more people to attend the funeral, mishum kavod ameis. So the Gemara learns that some psukim that's permissible. But to leave over the body a whole year, to keep on working on the body, that's a bitla mitzvah of kuras ha-meis. Secondly, the poskim say that a Jewish meis is also bahanoan, to learn anatomy, even watching the meis. This fellow who called me told me, you can either be, they give you an option, you can either be in a group where there's a Jew who's going to cut up the dead body, or you can be working with a group or an Arab, they have Amir Yaakov. They have non-Jews, they have everything is done on Bir Lakum, so you can have an Arab cut up the Jewish body. But all the bodies that they're cutting up are Jewish bodies. So the poskim say that if I learn anatomy, a doctor has to know anatomy, if I learn anatomy from a mace, Yisrael, and a mace Yisrael is also Bano, so that means I got Hano from the mace Yisrael. So mace Yisrael is also Bano. And then the third prohibition that they say is that to cut up the body is an Isra of Nibal Ameis. We learn from the whole Kikilos Elikim Toloi. We learn from the whole gist of the Parsha by Kvura that it's a Bizoyin Ameis to leave the mace overnight. And the Gemara in the first Perek of Chulin says that you're not permitted to practice an autopsy or to cut up the mace because of Nibal Ameis. That's an Isra. So here they have in this medical school, the fellow's telling me that they have all of the dead bodies that they work on are Jewish bodies, people who left instructions while they were alive, that after they die, they leave their bodies to medical science. They were moichel on the covered. They gave permission to cut up their bodies. So if Kvuras HaMeis and the Isa Hanor would have merely been Mishum Kavod HaMeis and the fellow's moichel on his covered, gesunta hey. But the Gemara says the Kvuras HaMeis has learned that from the other pasuk, not only learned that from this pasuk. That whatever was the minig, so that's kavod ha'meis. Kavod ha'meis, he can be machal. One learns it out from the other pasuk, kavod ha'kvurenu. So it's a real chi of kvura. So what does it help that someone was machal? So the fellow who's talking to me tells me that I had a psak from one of the Sfaradish chief rabbis from years ago, who wasn't known as one of the great all-time hitters. They have a psak from one of the chief rabbis that is mutter. The person left, it's because nefesh for mankind. The person left an instruction that they should cut up his body, use him for the medical schools. It's mutter. Nunu.
If hespedim are for kavod, then why are there certain times during the year when it's not allowed to give up? We're not allowed to give hespedim.
In the course of the hesped, you get the people to cry. So on a yontif, there's a chi of simcha. So you're not allowed to get people to cry.
If you hold like that kula, that it's bikoch nefesh. Once they hold like that, then kohanim should be allowed to us, right?
Yeah. Huh. No. A kohen is allowed to take care of Kohen is allowed to violate Isuri Kohuna Mishum Pikuach Nefesh if you think that he may succeed where others will not succeed. But if you have so many people going to medical school, so why should we think that only the Kohen is going to be successful in medicine? The Yisraelim and the Levim, there are enough non-Jewish doctors in Yisraelim and the Levim to take care of all the sick patients. Stama for Kohanim, it wouldn't be a headman. This fellow who was calling him is not a Kohen, I don't think he's a Kohen. We also learn out from the Parsha, you have to have a separate Kevi Yisrael. You're not permitted to bury Jews and non-Jews together. That's a question. Vosei is together. So the classical custom say you have to have a harchok of 8 amas, because every mace has a tfusas hamace of dalar amas around it, and you may not have interlocking fisas hakeh. But the custom say this by gvuras hamace, not to bury a Jew next to a non-Jew, and not to bury a tzaddik next to a rosho. You also have to have a harchok of 8 amas. One of the rabbanim from the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael years ago published a tshuva where he disagreed with the classical poskim. So he said, you only need a harchok of 8 amas not to have interlocking tfis hakeved between a tzaddik and a rosha because they're both Jewish. Because the din of dalar amas around the mace is only a din mid the rabbanon. Tfisas, if you, menatora, mace is mentame, b'maga, b'masa, b'ohel. If you mahil on top of the mace, I put my hand on top of the mace, that's called ohel. And with the Rabbanah, they're afraid that if you'll be near a mace, he may be mahal on the mace, he may wave your hand on top of the mace without realizing it. So they said if you're anywhere within Dalaramas of the mace, and people can stretch out far, so with the Rabbanah, it's metamiyu. So this is only by mace he saw, which are metami ba'ohel. So they made a din with the Rabbanah that Dalaramas around the mace is also metame. But by mace yakum, the Rambam, and the basic opinion of Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlekes satanayim and yivamas, but the mesi akma matami boil, a machlekes tesis in the Rama, had a paskin. So the Shulchan Aruch, the generally accepted opinion is mikir adin mesi akma, not matami boil, but nonetheless, one should try to be machma, kohanim should be machma, not to come in contact with ohel of mesi akma. So this Talmud Chacham thought that since the whole harchok of dalar amos only makes sense if the mesi is matami boil, if it's mesi akma, not matami boil, so they were never grazer. Dalar amas around the mace. If you have two Jewish mace, one is a tzaddik, one is a rosha, so they both have tumas ohel, so they have a harchok of ches amas, not that din to locking tfisas hakever. But if one is a Jew, one is a goy, so the goy doesn't have a din of dalar amas, so you only have to be arachik. You don't need, there's no din of 8 amas, all you need is 4 amas, because the mace of Yisrael have a tfisas hakever of dalar amas. I thought it wasn't right at all. I thought it was absolutely wrong. If the whole din of dalar amas is only midi rabbanon, so when do you have a din derais in today's parsha? You're not allowed to bury a Jew next door nochri. Only mamish if they're holding hands. You're going to bury the Jewish mace with the Goyish mace shaking hands with each other. If you bury one next to the other, men atorah, there's no institution of tefisas hakever, so that's not considered burying together. All the mamish if they're in the same casket together, and also the same casket also not. Only if they're holding hands or they're touching each other. That's such ridiculous. So I thought that the din mid the rabbanon that the dalar amas saviv lameis is metamei shema yahil all of the gzera the rabbanon, that's called the tikkun the rabbanon came the rice of tikkun. There's a din the rice of dalar amas. There's a din the rice of tfisas hakever. Dalar amas around the mace is considered tfisas hameis mokam hameis menator. Where do you find that dalar amas around the mace is mokam hameis? So the gemara there in Sanhedrin on that daf, same daf, ramem zayin or so. So the Gemara there says, there is a din in our Torah by Haruge Bezdin, when you bury, special mitzvah to bury Haruge Bezdin, even though Kvura by Shar Mesim is also deraisa, but it's a special mitzvah to bury Haruge Bezdin. So the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, that not only do you have to bury the Haruge Bezdin, you have to bury him with the Saif Shenerak Bo, and the Suda Shenechnak Bo, and the Eben Sheniskal Bo, the whatever you use to give him them, he says, Bezin has to be buried with him also. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Nigborim Imo. So the Gemara says, Imo? Imo mamish in the coffin. The Gemara says, Imo bitvisosai, toch dalaram. So the Pashtus is that that's a din deraisa. The toch dalaram is saviv lameis, is called tvisas hameis, tvisas hakever. It's not relevant, on the level of deraisa, it's not relevant when you get to tumah. Tumas hameis is only ohel directly above. Tumas oil is not mispasha dalar amas min atzdotim. So with the rabbanon, they made a din called the tikkun rabbanon came the rice of tikkun. There is a concept of dalar amas around the maces tfisas hameis when they get to that din of burying the sudash and nechakbo and the sayiv shenerakbo, and they wanted to make a gzera the rabbanon not to come close to the mace and mayahil olav. So what shear should they make? So they chapped on the shear of Dalan Amis. But Dalan Amis Behechrech is a Shia Daraisa. So the Pashta says that in this week's parasha, the Halacha that says you have to have a separate Beis HaKvoris for the Yisraelim, a separate Beis HaKvoris for the Nochrim, it means with a Harchoka of Ches Amis in between, not to have interlocking Tfisas HaKever. It does make sense that Minatori allowed to bury one next to the other. So of course they have one next to the other. Not going to bury one on top of the other. When they run out, they did that in Europe also, when they ran out of space for burial, so they put a lot of offer and then they buried one on top of the other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to say the only time there's a din you're not allowed to bury Jewish mason with Goyish mason is one is on top of the other, but one next to the other is het the gomer, so it's not mistaber. So the pashtus says, I thought that the Dalai Lama's around, that's a din there. I said, that's called Tfisas Hameis. And you shouldn't have interlocking Tfisas Hameis, Tfisas HaKever. When Avraham Avinu confronts the Bnei Ches and he requests of them permission to institute a new cemetery, it's a major change that he's going to break off of them. So he tells him, Ger v'toshav anochi imochem, a very strange expression. Rashi points out in the Medrash, it's a contradictory statement, Ger v'toshav. I'm a ger means I'm a stranger, I'm a toshav means I'm one of you. So Rashi quotes the pshat that the Medrash suggests on this expression. Rav Soloveitchik has a famous drosha which he published in English, that the Jewish people in this world are always in a b'china of ger v'toshav. In a certain sense, we're toshav and we're human beings together with everybody else, and we have to work to improve the economy that has collapsed and try to work together with the other nations of the world to heal all of the sicknesses and to take care of poverty and to take it, to try to institute peace in the world. Look, all the concerns that mankind has. And then on the other hand, we have certain issues that are unique to us that are totally not understood at all by the Ummah Zoylam. And we have to take care of our own things. We have to take care of our particular unique issues, and we have to share in common with the Ummah Zoylam all the issues that face all of mankind. But that's what Avraham Avinu introduces himself to the Bnei Ches, and he says, I have a lot of things in common with you, but I have a lot of things that are different from you, and I have to have a separate cemetery. I led my life differently from you. We live differently, we die differently, and we're buried differently from the beginning to the end. The Jew and the non-Jew are different, even though we're together. A lot of things we are together. They said, we'll offer you the nicest plot and the nicest cemetery, whatever you want. He said, no, I have to have a separate cemetery. So this is the challenge of every Jewish person, to try to figure out how to balance the ger v'toshav. A lot of people have too much toshav. They don't have enough ger. And a lot of Jewish people have too much ger. They have no toshav. They just sit and measure. They have absolutely no connection whatsoever with the outside world. That's assumed not to be correct. The Gemara says we're supposed to work together with the, we're supposed to plant trees in the world. When we came into the world, there were trees. So the Gemara says we have to plant trees for the next generation. Mankind set things up, people, non-Jews set things up before we came into the world, so we have to set things up for the next generation also. So everyone has to figure out exactly a proper balance between the ger and the toshav.
Why is it that you need to distinguish between Goyim and Jews after they die? After a Jew dies, he's called Shemina Mitzvos.
It's a very good question. I thought the answer lies in the following. We have in the Gemara Megillah a brisa that distinguishes between Tashmisha Mitzvah and Tashmisha Kedusha. That the Tashmisha Kedusha, even after the Tashmisha Kedusha is Tefillin and Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, so even after it became so puzzled that it can't be repaired, so you're not allowed to throw it out in the garbage, you have to put it in the Shemus, you have to bury it. And Tashmisha Mitzvah on Nizrakim after Sukkot is over. So what are you going to do with the Esrig? You don't have to put the Esrig in Shemus. And let's say you have a Tzitzis that you're not going to use anymore. So you just throw it out in the garbage. So I thought that's the difference between a Meis Yisrael and a Meis Akim. What's the difference? How do you determine what's a Tashmisha Mitzvah, what's a Tashmisha Kedusha? How do the Tanoim know what the criterion is to decide which is Nizrok and which is Nikborim, Nignozim? So Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in the Nefesh HaChayim that the definition of Tashmisha Kedusha is things that have Divrei Torah written on them. That the source of all of Kedusha is Divrei Torah. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah have Divrei Torah written on them. And all the others, the Tzitzis, with the Esreg, with the Sukkah, with the Talis, these are all the Shofar. You don't have any psukim written, no divrei Torah written, so that's called Tashmisha Mitzvah. So I thought the Gemara has an agarata. We don't exactly know 100% what it means, but the Gemara says something to the effect that the Malach teaches the baby kol ha-tarakula before the baby is born. That's by Jewish babies. So the Jewish babies have, and then the Malach causes everyone to forget. So even though the child forgets the whole Torah, but he didn't do an act of futility when he taught him the Torah, something remains behind. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, that the fact that Jews have a Kedushas Yisrael must stem from the fact that the Malach taught the baby kol ha-tarakula kula before he was born. I noticed just the headlines in the last Kol HaMavaser that someone translated into English, Rabbi Soloveitchik, Zartzeit Russia, that a Jewish person is compared to a Sefer Torah. I just read the headlines, I didn't read the essay. So that's the whole theme was based on that Agadata, that the Malach teaches the baby Kol HaTorah Kula before he's born. So the Jewish person, while he's alive, has the status of a Tashmishi Kedusha. So even after he dies and he's no longer able to be involved in mitzvahs, that's like a Sefer Torah Shibboleth, that you have to show respect even afterwards. There has to be nignozim. Hashenikein, the Nochrim, the Malach never taught them Kol HaTorah Kula. They're obligated to observe mitzvahs. So during their lifetime, they have Tzelem Alekim. You have to treat the Nochri with respect because of the fact that everybody has Tzelem Alekim. But after he dies, it's like a Tashmisha Mitzvah Lachas Ma Mitzvah Sa, that if you want, you can throw out the body. You can burn the body, whatever you want. There's no issue. Only Jewish Mason have to be treated with respect even after they die, because that has the status of a Tashmisha Kedusha. You're not allowed to have them together. Let's say I have an Aron Kodesh that's Miuchet for Sifrei Torah, and then I'll put a textbook for chemistry or physics in the Aron Kodesh. I have a Tefillin Zekel that's Miuchet for Tashmisha Kedusha to put Tefillin in. Then I'll put the keys to my apartment also in there. So the din is that you're not allowed to use it. It's Miuchet for the service of Tashmisha Kedusha, you're not allowed to put Divrei Chol in it. The Talah Zekel, you may put Divrei Chol, because the Talah Zekel is only a Tashmish to Tashmish. You put the Tefillin Zekel inside the Talah Zekel, so the Talah Zekel is only twice removed from the Tefillin. That's a Tashmish to Tashmish. And the Talah per se is only a Tashmisha Mitzvah, it's not a Tashmisha Kedusha. So if you want to put your keys, you want to put your car keys or whatever into, you want to put money into the Talah Zekel, that's okay, but you're not allowed to put into the Tefillin Zekel.
And what about women? Is the mouthpiece?
The Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that the Malach does teach the women Torah also. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. It doesn't say only on that. One of the reasons in Shulchan Aruch why you have a Shalom Zohar on Friday night is because one of the old reasons that they give is because it's a Sudas Havroah, because the baby forgot Kol HaTorah Kula, so he's an Avelus over the fact that he forgot, so you give him a Sudas Havroah. So the question is, why only by a boy? They should have a Sudas Havroah by a girl also, a girl. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that reason. He thought that that's not the correct reason. The minhag to have chickpeas is on the assumption that it's a Sudas Havroah, right? Rabbi Brenda tells over that Rav Soloveitchik attended his wedding, and he was already very weak, he was already very old, and he wasn't healthy. So he blessed him, he should have children, he should have boys. And he told him at his wedding, when you have a boy, make sure you don't have chickpeas at the Shalom Zohar. He told him at the wedding, make sure you don't have chickpeas, because it's not a Sudas Havroah. His tradition is that that's not the correct reason. They give other reasons in Shulchan Aruch. They give a reason based on the Zohar, other reasons why you have a Sudas Havroah. I don't think so. There's no mitzvah kvura at all by a nachri shemais.
What about a ger?
A ger has a regular kedushas Yisrael. Yeah. We assume that when the ger is misguided, the Zohar says his soul is replaced with a new soul. The old soul is replaced with a new soul, and that's the Zohar makes that statement. And the Zohar takes the statement of the Gemara literally. Gershon is gar kakot and shanela damit. Just like when a baby is born, they instill a soul into him. So a ger who converts, they instill a new soul. They take away the old neshama and they give him a new neshama. Because we assume that the neshamas of the Jews and the neshamas of the non-Jews come from a different, made of different material. Made up of different material. the pasuk gives the long description of the way Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer to the Al Tehem to get a shidduch for Yitzchak. So that Ron has a famous drasha where he discusses this topic that Avraham Avinu was Megayeris Anoshim, the story Megayeris Anoshim. That's how the Chazal say in the beginning of Lech Lecha, it's a nefesh Asherasa Becharon. So why didn't he take a shidduch from one of his Talmidos who were religious? What's the big yichus to send back to the Al Tehem? But they were over the Avodah Zarah over there. He left behind, Avraham Avinu left behind the whole family. They weren't religious at all. They weren't monotheists. They all worshipped Avodah Zarah. So what's the mile of getting Dafka a girl who's an Avedis Avodah Zarah? What's the big yichus to be from the family? So the Ran gives the famous explanation that deis don't go over the Yerusha. Midas do. If a person is laid back, a person is calm, or a person is excitable, so these things go over in the genes. Midas go over in the genes. But the hashkafas are in the mind. That's what you think. So deis don't go birush. So the Ran develops this theme that Avraham Avinu knew that the people in his family, where he came from, had very fine midas. True, they were over there with his Zara. They didn't believe in monotheism. So he said he's going to get a girl for Yitzchak who will believe in monotheism. We'll discuss the issues with her, and we'll be Megayer her. But all the gerim that he had, true, they had fine hashkafas, but the midas were not proper. And the main thing when it comes to a shidduch is you have to check out the midos. And that's when, in fact, Eliezer Eved Avram checks out. How does he determine, what is the test whereby he determines who's going to be marrying Yitzchak? He's going to see who's going to do chesed. He's going to do chesed. He didn't pick out the most attractive girl in the city. He wasn't looking for money. He wasn't looking for looks. He was looking for a balas chesed. One has midas tevis. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So one has midas tevis. If you look at such a person, mistama, that person will be attractive. That person will be good looking. Remember when I was going out, so the girls who had fine midas, I thought were good looking. And the girls who were not refined, I did not think were good looking. And some I heard the other boys were talking about the same girls, so they had a different opinion about who was good looking, who was not. The pasuk says that after Yitzchak married Rivka, vayeha Yitzchak ohel asora imo, then it says vayeha veha. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, "Vayivyah Yitzchak ohel asara imo." After he married her and he saw that she had all the midas tovus of his mother, sara imo, that ner doluk me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos and bracha mitzuya be'isa and so on. She was very fine, like his mother. So then he really loved her a lot. Afterwards, people today do the reverse; they fall in love first. They fall in love with the looks, or they fall in love with the money. The looks are not going to last forever. The money is not going to last forever. And a lot of times the money is the source of all the trouble. That I'm not so wealthy, and this girl's wealthy. She's used to a different style of living. Whatever I'll do for her will never be enough. She's used to doing everything totally differently. Very wealthy people lead their lives very differently from normal people. Everything is different. So very often the money is the source of the problem. So a lot of times a boy falls in love with the looks and falls in love with the money. And the looks sometimes cause the problem, or the looks disappear later on. And the money sometimes disappears, and the money sometimes is a root of the evil. So they're not going to necessarily have happy marriages. You have to fall in love with the girl because of a midas tevis, and then the love will grow later. When you see that the girl has all the midas tevis, then it's going to be vayehavehu. Then there'll be more ahava. It doesn't have to be. It's not supposed to be that you have you fall in love with the girl, everything is ahava, and then you marry her because of that. The pasuk says when she was coming back to Eretz Yisrael to marry Yitzchak, so Yitzchak, she noticed from a distance, by Yetzi Yitzchak lasuach basode, and the Chazal understand ein sicha latvilo, shenemar, filo leoni kiyata, filifne Hashem yishbach sicha, sicha means tvilo. That's what the Gemara has a tradition that Avraham Avinu instituted tvilo shachris, Yitzchak instituted tvilo smincha, Yaakov Avinu instituted tvilo arvis. And she was taken by Yitzchak, the way he was davening. And then she asks Eliezer, who's that? So he says, that's your husband. That's the man that you're going to marry. So the pasuk says, Vatika hatsoi vatiskos. She covered her face. Yishum tznius. Shum Tznius. When they'll be together, he'll see how good looking she was. But he doesn't have to, the first time that Yitzchak meets Rivka, he doesn't have to see how pretty she is. She wanted him to be impressed by her midas tovus, by her tznius. So that's, we have a meaning today, that when a girl goes down the aisle, she wears some of the boy must have seen how good looking she was beforehand. We hope he dated her. And but by the chuppah, she doesn't have to advertise how pretty she is. So they wear a veil, just like a Rivka Imenu. The Sefer Hasidim has a comment on the story of the Shidduch when Eliezer is negotiating with Rivka's family. So he presents the whole deal that he's the Yebed of Avraham Avinu, he's looking for Shidduch for Yitzchak, and he says this is going to be Jewish religion, monotheism, the whole story has to be a girl who's prepared to take on all these responsibilities and so on and so forth, a long arichas. And then he says, and tell me whether you think your daughter is, whether the Rivka is good for the Yitzchak, and if not, the Efna al Yamin al Smol. If you don't agree to the Shidduch, so goodbye, I'll go somewhere else. So the Sefer Hasidim points out that a lot of times people have an attitude, boys have an attitude that if the girl says no, so you have to keep on chasing after the girl. And the more the chase is, so the more happy they're going to be in the marriage later on. So he says, you see from the Chumash that it's not so. If they give you a hard time and they say no, so say goodbye and good luck. Don't pressure them. Don't press the issue. Nisht is nisht. If they don't want the shidduch, so you go, there are other girls in the world. Another 1,000,001 girls in the world. So you marry someone else. Okay. Let's see a little bit Gemara. Shlish ben Mikra, Shlish ben Mishnah, Shlish ben Talmud. We discussed a few times Taisa's opinion. The way we accept it is a Tam Kikar is a Dinda Raisa. So the Shishin by Min B'Shein Aminu is needed Min HaTorah, and the Shishin by Min B'Minoi Alach Balach, the Shishin by Min B'Minoi is Gzera D'Rabbanon Min B'Minoi to Min B'Shein Aminu. Rashi holds everything totally different. Rashi holds that Tam Kik Alav D'Raisa. So why do you ever need Shishin? Tam Kik Alav D'Raisa. So why did they introduce Min D'Rabbanon Tam Kikar? So why did they introduce Shishin by Min B'Minoi? So Rashi came up with this whopper of a pshat. No, shishim is before you even begin to discuss anything. You always need shishim in our Torah. So everything upside down, everything different. And then the whole machlekes tam kikah begins after shishim. That's Rashi and Zerah B'Shele, everything different. And we don't accept Rashi's opinion. We accept the Rabbein Tam, the Tosfos that Tam Kika deraisa and Shishim is deraisa by Min B'Shein Aminu, and a suffix Shishim would be Lechumra, suffix deraisa Lechumra. That's how we saw the Piskei Tosfos has and the Mordechai has. The Shulchan Aruch didn't make up this idea that suffix Shishim by Min B'Aminu is Lekula and suffix Shishim by Min B'Shein Aminu is Lechumra. This is the Balei Tosfos themselves. When they disagreed with Rashi, they developed these ideas that Shishim by Min B'Aminu, Lach B'Lach, is Gzera D'Rabbanu, not the Min B'Shein Aminu. And it makes sense to make such a gzera because it's not a gzera, a gzera. The shishim by Min B'Shein Aminu is their rice because Tam Kikah is their rice. So at least that we have a Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbanan b'tayma, Amar Rabbanan b'kfeila, Amar Rabbanan b'shishim. So at least that's a Gemara. The Min B'Mino, you need shishim, that's by Lach B'Lach. Then the Gemara says by us, on the last line on Tzadik Tes on the base, on the top two lines on Kufa Mer Aleph, the Gemara seems to say that Yavish B'Yavish Chad betray his bottom. So the Rishonim say this already doesn't really say in the Gemara. This in Shulchan Aruch they quoted from the later Rishonim quoted from the Sefer HaTruma. The Rashba and the others, they all quoted the Sefer HaTruma as the Baal HaTosfos, Rabbeinu Baruch Baal HaTosfos. He says that when do you say that Min B'Minoi is Yavish B'Yavish is bottom Chad betray? That's in the Simi Kuftes, we were looking yesterday. When do you say that Min B'Minoi is Batel Chad B'Trei, is Min B'Minoi? When do you say Yavish B'Yavish is Batel Chad B'Trei? That's only Min B'Minoi. But that's how the Ramor writes there in Kuftes Sifal. Kol Zekrish and Esarev Min B'Minoi. But Min B'Shein B'Minoi, the Eina Makiro, so then you have to have, even though it's Yavish B'Yavish, you need Shishim. Why do you need Shishim? Why do you need Shishim? There is no Nesinas Tam. So that's Gzeira Shema Yavashlo. If you'll cook it together, then it will be nice and tam. It doesn't really say in the Gemara. The source for this is the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Sefer HaTrumah. Since if you'll cook it, then you'll need Shishim and Atar, because it's tam ki, because they're rices. Even if you didn't cook it yet, we require Shishim and the Rabbanu. So the Shach has a discussion here, Sif Kosm Tev. What if it's, and then the Ramah writes, then the next line in the Ramah says, Vein chilek b'chol zeh, bein v'yisuhu med Rabbanu, no med rice, and the dinim are always the same. So the Shach has a discussion. What do you mean, ein chilek? He means, the lo gahagor shari dur. The agor shari dur says, if you have an isa, the Rabbanu should nisar b'chad b'chad, you can take one, I can eat one, you can eat one, I'll say sveika de Rabbanu l'kula mine, you'll say sveika de Rabbanu l'kula on yours. The tarubis of chad b'chad. So that's what the Ramah says, that's wrong. We don't accept the agor shari dur. Why not? Because that's ikva yisura. Whenever you know bevadai that there's an isa here and it's nisarev, that's a different chaloshim sofik. Even we had yesterday, even according to the Rambam, that sveika the rice and luchumer itself is only with the rabbanon. The Rambam and the Raivid is masking with that Rambam. Sveika the rice and luchumer itself is only with the rabbanon. That's if it's lo ikva yisura. Whenever it's ikva yisura, that's you see from the parsha of Hashem Talui. Ikva yisura is for sure sveika the rice and luchumer with the rice. It's here also. Bamed var mamurim, when they have a right to declare. Sveika the rabbanon lekula, only if it's lo ikva yisura. If it's ikva yisura, then you have no right to say sveika the rabbanon lekula. So taruba, so chad b'chad is an ikva yisura. So that's one half of the shach over here in Sukkot and Tes. Then the shach has another half. When the Ramah says the ein chilek bazeh bein isa the raisa isa the rabbanon, so he's saying that chad b'chad is not good enough. You need chad b'trei bein isa the raisa bein isa rabbanon. It also sounds, however, that the Ramah is saying, and he quotes the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe says it, that by a taruvus of yavish biyavish mid mishena, meaning you need shishim, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's an isa derais and isa derabbanan. So that the Shach takes an issue. The Shach takes issue with the Ramah. He doesn't agree. He says you only have a right to make a gzeira otu achashash deraisa. Otherwise, the tacha gzeira legzeira. So he says, if you have an isa deraisa shen is arev yavish biyavish mi mishena minoi, so it's a gzeira shema yavashloi. So you have a right to require now shishim ed derabbanan. By yavish biyavish mi mishena minoi shishim derabbanan gzeira shema yavashloi. But if the whole Isa to begin with is only an Isa de Rabbanon, so what are you going to say? That Yavish B'Yavish, Min B'Sheinim, you need Shishim, Gzeri Shem B'Yavashim. Even if you be Mavashim, the worst that's going to happen is going to be a Tam Kika de Rabbanon, because the Isa to begin with is only an Isa de Rabbanon. So the Shach assumes that that's a Gzeri L'Gzer. Truth of the matter is that that's very questionable. We spoke a lot a while ago about the difference between Trei de Rabbanon and Gzeri L'Gzer. So gzera means the chacham only have authority; they only have a right to make gzera derabbanon if there's a real serious chashash. Hakol chayovim b'tki asherfer and hakol b'kim b'tki asherfer. So it's gzera shema yavarenu dalaramis b'shus harabim yelchetzalboki lilmoit. He'll go to learn how to say the bracha on the shofar, how to blow shofar, what seder to blow the shofar. So there's a real concern. There are millions of Jews all over the world. And throughout all the generations, stuff will allow things to go on like this, that everyone has to blow shofar, even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, for sure, a lot of people are going to forget and they're going to carry the shofar. But if there's a far-fetched chashash, once every 50 years someone is going to be mechal Shabbos, that's a milsa de lo shchicha lo goz berabon. If it's far-fetched, they have no right to make a gzera derabon. So even if it's not far-fetched, but the whole reason for the gzera is because they're concerned someone's going to violate an isa derabon. The worst thing that's going to happen is someone's going to violate an Isa derabbanan. So that's insufficient cause to make a gzera derabbanan. You have to have a tzorach gadol. That's considered insufficient. That's considered tzorach katan. Just like a milta del shchicha is only a tzorach katan. So if your whole concern is that someone's going to violate an aver derabbanan, that's only a tzorach katan. But that's only if the whole motivation to institute the gzera was because you're concerned someone's going to come to violate an Isa derabbanan. What if you instituted a gzera derabbanan because there is a concern someone's going to violate an isa deraisa? But this case happens to be a trei derabbanan. In this case, it can't lead up to a deraisa. Like over here, they made a din mederabbanan that yavish biyavish mim mishenimini in each shishim. Why? Because shema yavashlenu, shema yavo lavashle. If he'll be mavashle, then he'll be an isa deraisa. So he'll be in violation of tam kika deraisa. So then the Shach says, and if it's an Isa de Rabbanon, so it's a trade de Rabbanon. The Gzera de Rabbanon That he said the Rabbanan, let's say Shumaragid, they had a right to make Gzer again, Shumaragid. Then they had a right to make Gzer the Rabbanan on who made the Gzer the Rabbanan. We're not sure. The Sefer HaTshumim came up with this idea. Where did he get it from? He was the one, he initiated Gzer the Rabbanan. We're not sure. But that's what he writes. That's his tradition. That Yavish be Yavish, Mimishanimin is Gzer the Rabbanan, that you need Shish and Gzer Shema Yavashlo. So even if it happens to be an Issa the Rabbanan, that's questionable. That's not a gzera l'gzera, that's a trade the Rabbanan. It should have been that it should be also. The Ramo is right. If the Shach is questionable over here. So the Shach was medayik from the Loshon of the Tur, from the Loshon of the Rishonim, that they said that by Yavish, by Yavish, mi mishayna mi, in each shishim, gzera shema yavo lavashlo, v'yavar alisa deraisa. Oh, so he says, ah, you see, only yavar alisa deraisa. If the worst it is, it's an isa de Rabbanan, never be yavar alisa deraisa, so you shouldn't eat shishim. No, the Tur is explaining why they had a right to make the Gzera the Rabbanan by Min B'Shein Amina by Yavish B'Yavish Gzera Shem Yavala Dei Deraisa. What they made the Gzera, so it applies even to trade the Rabbanan now. It even applies to an Issa the Rabbanan. Not so glut. That Shach and Sirkot and Tez, not so smooth. Alright. So Machlek is the Shach and the Ramah. So Nachum, so what do we learn the Gemara here? That if you have a Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, Mikra din deraisa, it's chad betray is bottle, and then you have a couple of exceptions to the rule. You have beria, balechaim chashiv ulai betele, chaticha roi leskabe, then you have davish of minyan. The Gemara talks davish of minyan, machloikis, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlokish, esha darka limonis, kosha darka limonis, like that's the din. And the Rambam and the Mechaba paskin against Rabbi Meir, and the Mishnais, it's machloikis, amir nachachamim. And this machloikis, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlokish, but it's kol sha darka limonis, esha darka limonis, is only within Reb Meir. So the Ramah Paskin's Dovish of the Minyan is also like bottle. But the Mechaber leaves out the whole thing. Mechaber writes like the Ramam, there is no Din of Dovish of the Minyan. So we said, according to the Ramah, Sak of the Ashkenazim, so there are five things that are not bottle. Dovish of the Minyan, Chatech, Reilis Kabit, Beria, what else? Dovshesh Matir and Avodah Zarah, that's a different halacha, that is not batel. Chometz is not batel, it's a different din. But these things that are not the tarubis, the list of things, I thought we had a list of five, no? Every time I keep on forgetting. Balechaim Chashiv, Beria, Chatech, Reilis Kabe, Dovshesh Minyan, and then the seven things, the Dovah Chashiv, Egoizit Perich, and Moinim Baden. So those are the five categories of things that are not batel. So and this is the source for two of them. Here it says Beria, the top line is Beria, the next line is Dovshesh Minyan, and 10 lines later is Chaticha Ruhi Liskab. This is the whole mocker for Chaticha Ruhi Liskab. There is another mocker for, the Gemara is interpreting the Mishnah, that this Mishnah teaches me this din of Chaticha Ruhi Liskab. Where's the Mishnah here? It just had it. Tzarek Vov Amibes is the Mishnah. Emeinam Akiro, everything is Asr, all the Chatichas are Asr, because Chaticha Ruhi Liskab has a Chashivis, and it's not both. There is such a Mishnah in the end of Masechas Avodah Zarah also. Where is it? Tosis quotes it. And the Mishnah there is funny. The Mishnah there lists off only Chaticha Ruilis Kabed, which is also Bahano, is the Mashu. So the Gemara asks, Manamshach, what is the Tana hold? Is the Tana telling me that there's a din of Chaticha Ruilis Kabed that is not Bahano? So why do they only give Misholim of things that are also Bahano? And if he means to say, whenever something is also Bahano, it's the Mashu, so why does he only say, Yisirei Hanoa that a Chaticha Ruilis Kabed? Let him give Yisri Hano that are not Chaticha Ruilis Kabed. And for the Gemara, Hai Tana is Leitarti. This Tana in the Mishnah in the end of Avodah Zarah, Tana Nomad Aleph there. In the end of Avodah Zarah, where is it? Ayin Dalet Amad Aleph, is that where it is? So the Gemara says the Mishnah there, that's the question. How do you translate the words of the Gemara? So the simple translation of the words of the Gemara, right? The top line on Ayin Dalet Amad Aleph is a Mishnah. The top word, the Daf, begins with a Mishnah. Elu Asurim V'Yosrim B'Kol Shehen. And it lists up Chaticha Ruilis Kabed, which is also Manu. The Gemara says, Haitana Tarti Yisle. So simple reading of the Gemara is that the Tana there is in disagreement with the Tana here. The Tana now Mishnah talks about Chatichas Dag Tomei and Chatichas Nevela. Nevela and Daktami Amuta Bano, but if it's a Chaticha Ruilis Kabed, so it's B'Mashehu. And the Tana there in Avodah Zarah holds that this Chumr Mid Rabbanan, it's not a Din Min Atar, the Chumr Mid Rabbanan, that Chaticha Ruilis Kabed is B'Mashehu, was only instituted when it's an isa that's also bahano and it's chatichah v'liska. So according to the simple reading, it's really a machlokes hatanaim, the Tana and our Mishnah and the Tana over there. So that's how the Rosh presents the Rif, that the Rif leaves out everything over here, and the Rif only quotes the Mishnah in the end of Avodah Zarah. So the Rif seems to have accepted the opinion like that Tana, that it's only chatichah v'liska, it's only b'mashu if it's isuri hano. But the Rosh himself doesn't agree. The Rosh is from the end of the Bali HaTaisus. So he goes with the official party line on the Taisus. Taisus over here says, Shaynech HaTicha, this long Taisus, Shaynech HaTicha over Eilus Kabe. So Taisus says, when the Gemara says there in the list, in the end of Avodah Zarah, Ayin Dalan Aman Aleph, Hai Tana Taiti Yislei, that Tana over there is not in disagreement with that Tana. The Tana meant to say, HaTicha over Eilus Kabe is B'mashahu. He only gave Mishalim of Chatech Ruilis Kabe, which happened to be Yisuri Hanok. So what kind of an answer was that? That was the worst question. Why did he give such a Mashal? So the simple answer was the way the Rosh says within the Rif, because that's Halacha, the Tana holds, they were only Machlim with the Rabbanim if it has both properties. It's Chatech Ruilis Kabe and it's Yisuri Hanok. So our Taisus with the Rosh, they say no, the Tana only gave that Mashal, but who had Dinami, like it says in our Mishnah, it's Chatech Ruilis Kabe, and it's mutabano, it'll also be b'mashu. The Yisuri Hano is neither here nor there. So the Taisus and the Rosh Hashanah never was a machlekes satanoi. And the Mele, that's the halacha, that's how we assume. In Shulchan Aruch, same in Kuftes, not in Kuftes, wherever it was. Kuftes was the rule, and then the exceptions to the rule appeared earlier. So whatever chatech roilis kabit was, Beri was Kuf, Kufalat is chatech roilis kabit. So in Shulchan Aruch, they don't distinguish between Yisuri Hano and Nadis. I feel him ain't asur b'ano. Okay, it says even if it is asur b'ano, that's the question. Even if it is asur b'ano, maybe that's a chiddush. Maybe you should say, how can you call a chatech roilis kabed? The thing is asur b'ano, you're not allowed to give it to anybody. So even if it's isur b'ano, it's still called chatech roilis kabed. Because if it would be bottle, then it would have been mutav b'ano. So you would have been able to be mechabit somebody with. Okay. So that's how we assume. We assume like our Taisus, not like David. And here the Rosh has a big discussion. He says there are some Gedolim who are of the opinion that it's only called Chaticha Harui Leskabit if the steak is already done. If it's a raw steak, how can you call Chaticha Harui Leskabit Pnei Horach? You can't be Mechabit a guest with a raw steak. So the Rosh doesn't agree. That's a Machlokes. Then there's some who are of the opinion raw also, then there's some rabbi's opinion, but a raw chicken, it still has the feathers on it. You can't cook it the way it is. First you have to remove all the feathers, then you have to salt it, then you have to cook it. So raw is albatzor. Okay, raw steak is also chatech roilis kabed, but raw, you didn't even flick off the feathers yet, you didn't even salt it yet. So the Rosh doesn't think that's correct either. And then the shaila is, what if you have a whole half of an animal? So I feel like you're passing that raw steak is also called chatech roilis kabed, but you didn't even cut it up into slices of steaks. Nobody eats a whole half of a cow like that. So the Rosh thinks everything is chatech roilis kabed. And he's so upset about the other. He calls them gedolim. He calls the others gedolim, and he says it's hevel. He says they're gedolim, and he says what they say is hevel. So in Shulchan Aruch, they navigate over here. How much of the Rosh should we accept, and how much should we reject? So inshallah, how far do you go with this chatech roilis kabed? And the accepted opinion is that all of these five things are only midirabbanan. Davish v'minyan, chatech roilis kabed, deriyah, balachayim. Everything is only midirabbanan, not like the Taisus. Someone pointed out there's a Taisus in the beginning of Bob Metzia, and in the sugya of Tokfakayan on Daf. Where was it? Davova meveis. So Taisus says that one of them, balachayim, I think balachayim is deraisa, beri is deraisa. So the Achranim say we don't accept that Taisus. We assume that all these things are only midirabbanan. Then we have other things that are b'mashu, not because it's davar chashuv v'emet b'fnei atzmo. You have chametz b'pesach is b'mashu, it's a different halacha. Shem chumrei d'chametz, fine. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Kuf Amar Aleph, right in the middle of the Amar. Dorash Rabbi Baba Chana. Rabbi Baba Chana is a regular rabbi. So he says, it says in Yerideya that trade for things are bottle b'shishim. Innocent the psak. I would have said the same thing. So Rav didn't agree, because Rav paskins like Rav Yudit, that mimimim is b'mashu. So Rav didn't want anybody to follow Rabbi Bar Bachana. Dorish Rabbi Bar Bachana, he said in public, Chaticha shon deveil v'shol daktom ein aser such titin tam b'roite v'vikipa uva chatichas. It only asks if you don't have shishim. If you have shishim, then it's bottle. Uki Rabba Moira Leiba Darshan. Rav wanted to negate the effect of Rabba Baba Chana, so he wanted to publicize that he doesn't agree. So he says the din is that Mimamina is Mamasha. Okay. So Rashi says that's the Psak. Rav has the last say, so we should pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Mimimimimashu. And Taisa says, no, we don't, we know we don't pass like Rav. We pass like Rav Ababahon. Okay, Mimah is just telling over, Rav doesn't get, just because they printed his opinion second, doesn't mean he has the final say. Taisa says, we don't pass like Rav. So, Rav has a funny, the way he should have said, Mimimimimashu, instead of saying, talk to the point. He should have said, I disagree with Rabbi, with all due respect, Rabbi Baba Hana, I disagree. I hold that Mimimina is Mimashu. Zog Mimimina Mimashu. He doesn't say that. So Taisa says, Havi Matzah Lemei Mahachi, but he wants to say, Milsa Agavucha Kamashmal and another Chiddush. Where is that? And there's a long Taisa they write like that. The Rav really... Rav Dasa Lefluge, the last three words in the line in the Taisvus of Rav Dasa Lefluge, the last word is Lefluge, around 15 lines from the bottom of the Taisvus. Rav Dasa Lefluge, the Rabbi Baba Chana Lahitzarach, Rav Lai Melech Atichas Shal Nevel Lai Seres Kalach Atichas Neishain Mina. Rav should have just said, with all due respect, I disagree. Mina Mina Memasho. So Rav wanted to say a little more than that. So Milsa Gavrocha Kamashmu on another Chiddush. So the other chiddush that he said is a little complicated. That's where we got to break our heads. This chiddush that he holds mimimim and mashu, we know how to deal with that. Okay, but ela agav ruchei hashminan, another chiddush. What's the other chiddush? Let's see the gemara. The other chiddush is what the Rabbi Natam says in a nutshell: that trei mashu hu lai amrinu. Rabbi Yehuda holds mimimim and mashu hu min haTorah. So din deraisa, it's not a chumra, and nonetheless trei mashu hu lai amrinu. So Rav says, I'll say it, Balpeh, then we'll read it in the Gemara. Rav says like this, I have treif in a vela, and I cook it in the pot with kosher meat, and I have shishim in the kosher meat against the nevela. But that's the halacha, the mimimina is b'mashahu. So even though later on I can identify which is the treif in a vela, and I throw it out, I feed it to the dogs, and now I take this... kosher meat that has a tam of nevela in it that became nesar, because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, mimimina b'mashu. Now I throw this piece of meat into another pot, and now you have shishim against it, but it's mimimina b'mashu. So I should have said that it's mashu the first time and it's mashu the second time. So that's what Rav says. No, even though I hold, he's disagreeing with Rabbi Baba Chana. Rabbi Baba Chana doesn't hold mimimina b'mashu, mimimina b'shishim. Minatar mimimina b'rayv, and it's only by the Rabbanan that you need shishim. Zayrat the mimshena minay. So Rav disagrees. He says, no, I hold mimimina b'mashu, but trei mashu hulay amina. You only say mashu once, you don't say mashu twice. So he gives that mashal. He says, if you cook the treifa meat, the nevela meat, with kosher meat, and you have shishim against it, but mimimina b'mashu, and now we throw out the nevela meat, and you take one piece of the kosher meat that has a tam of nevela meat and mashu in it, you throw it into another pot, and you have shishim against it, so you're not going to say mashu a second time. Trei mashu hulay amina. Let's see, are those the words? Uki Rav Amor Alei Vidorish, he got him a Turgamon, and he said, I want to give a public shir, halacha l'maisa. The Gemara says, whenever Rav would give a shir, he always injected psak halacha l'maisa. The Gemara says in the beginning of Beitza that Rav, when he made Kiddush on Yontif morning, he wouldn't be able to give a shir on Yontif afternoon, because a shikr is also to give a psak. Shmuel, apparently, other Amorim, they gave a shir in Yeridei, they gave Shin Yeridei, so they had to be Nichter, they couldn't be Shikr. Gave Shin Chulin, is that a pilpul? And Rav, whenever he gave Shin on anything, he was always interjecting Piske Halacha. He had Smicha, Shmuel didn't have Smicha, Rav had Smicha. So he was always saying, whenever he gave a pilpul, he gave a Psak Halacha. So the Gemara says, Rav, from the time that he made Kiddush on Yantar morning, he wouldn't be able to give a Shin in the afternoon, he always gave Halacha. So here he gave a whole pilpul. In the middle of the pilpul, he says, this din, that mimimimim mashu, If you didn't have shishim, if I cooked the nevela with kosher meat and you didn't have shishim, and then you took a piece of this kosher meat that doesn't have shishim against the tam of nevela, and you throw it into another pot, so then you say it's going to be b'mashu. But if the first time you had shishim, If I had shishim and all the kosher meat against the nevela meat, and the piece of meat, all the meat is going to be also because min and mashu, and then a piece of the kosher meat that's nesa because of a mashu falls into another pot, and now you're going to say again mashu. So that's what Rab says, trei mashu hulay amrino. That's what he says. Kivin shenos natan b'chaticha, if the nevela, if you don't have shishim against it, if it gives nesina stam, you can't give nesina stam, it's min mina. But it means if it's not the mashu, so then we say chatichas manasis nevela, and then we say is kol shara chatichas leidem because min mabina b'mashu. Amalei Rav Safra labai. So Rav Safra doesn't understand what's the thing is up. What did Rav say over here? Michti Rav kamanam alishmaite kirab yudid the yom min mabina leid batal. He wants to disagree with Rabba Bar Mochana. Rabba Mochana holds min mabina is batal. And Rav said min mabina is not batal. What did he say about such a roundabout way? What did he say? Nos natan. What Ma'iriya kinos and tam, Fidel kinos and tam nami. If it's not this and tam is also, but Rab is telling us the mimin and mashu. And for the Gemara, no. Amalei Sabai explains pshat to Rav Safra and Rav. He's talking. He took the nevela meat and he threw it out. He fed it to the dogs already. He gave it to a nochri. And now you're talking. This mashu is going to make another mashu. So that's what Rav said. The trei mashu hulay amrino. That's what Tosis quotes in the name of Rabbi Natam. Bishukadam is Silko. Second line of Tosis. Amar Rabbi Natam, the need, Igufa Mitzvah, Bikoshu, Bikomakom, Layamina, Shatasan, Shatayos, and Nevela, less of Kalacheris, Kim Shiatman, less of Ayde Koshu. So that's in the Tur, in Yeridea, when he quotes this in Simon Tzadik Bey, so he says, Trey Masha Layamina. That's how they quote the Rabbi Natam explained, that's what Rab said. What kind of a din is that, Trey Masha Layamina? So when the Tur presents it, so he says, Rabbi Natam learned pshat in the Gemara that trei mashal le'aminan, even according to Rabbi Yude, kal v'chaymer bayos. Why does he say even according to Rabbi Yude? One could have said trei mashal le'aminan when you're dealing with the chumer de rabbanan. Mashu is only with the rabbanan by chometz, by yayin esach, by tevel, all the things that are mashu. Everything that's mashu is only the rabbanan. Rabbi Yude sheet the min and mashu. That's a din deraisa. So if he would have said on a din de rabbanan trei mashal le'aminan, I would have understood it. Ad kan, there's a limit how far you make chumras. So you only make a chumra one mashu. You don't a mashu of a mashu. You don't make a chumra. No. So the Torah says, I feel I leave it Rabbi Yudah. Even though Rabbi Yudah holds that mashu by mimina is deraisa, you still don't say trei mashu. So kal v'chaymer when mashu was only the rabbanan, you don't say. So that's what the Taz has in Simon Tzadik Beis. Simon Tzadik Beis. This is a famous Taz. Sivkot and Tezayin. The Taz Sivkot and Tezayin. So the Taz says halacha lemaisa. Let's say on Pesach, a little bit of chametz vinegar or something fell into a pot of soup, and you have shishim against it. But chametz bePesach bMashehu. So you're not allowed to eat the whole pot of soup. And then accidentally, a little bit of this, a spoonful of this soup, falls into another pot of soup. And you have shishim against that spoonful also. So that's b'mashu, and that's b'mashu. So it should still be asa. So the Taz says, no, that's what you see. Trei mashu le'aminon. Even if you would have held like Rabbi Yudah, the mashu was a din deraisa, he's still trei mashu le'aminon. Kal v'chaymer chametz b'pesach, when mashu was only rabbanon, for sure trei mashu le'aminon. If you would have said by the rabbanon trei mashu le'aminon, you wouldn't know to extend it to Rabbi Yudah shita. But the Torah writes, afila alibet Rabbi Yudah, even when it's deraisa. So that's what the Taz writes. The Taz was the Zkan HaRabbanim. The Taz and the Shach were contemporaries. So the Taz was the elder statesman. When he used to have the meetings of the Vat Abba Rosh, so he was the most respected, the older rabbi. And the Shach was the young, the Shach died at a very young age also. He didn't live too long. And the Shach was a very young Talmud Chacham at that time. And there were many who didn't respect the Shach. They only respected the Taz, because he was older. So the Nekudas HaKesef has a very long Hasoga here, extremely long. Usually Nekudas HaKesef is brief. Here it's very long. It starts on this Tasif cut and design. It starts on Amid Beis and goes over to Amid Al. It goes on and on and on and on. So part of what he says, so he writes like this. This respected rabbi, the Taz, says, Halacha Lamaisa, that Trei Mashal Amin on Pesach. I asked all the Elter Rabbanim, that's a big, because they didn't respect the Shah because he was very young and the Taz was the elder statesman. So he says he consulted Sha'alti l'kama rabboni kashishoi, the elder rabbanim, the gedolei hamorim, the kulam amar pe'echad, they all agree. May oilam nogin less a kol ataruris. There ain't no such thing as trei mashu la'amina. Comes be pesach as be mashu. So mali chad mashu, mali trei mashu. But the rabbina tam said that's what it says in the gemara. It's not the gemara. Kivin shenasna tam b'chaticha. If loy nosan tam b'chaticha, that chaticha will be also because of mashu, and that chaticha will not also all the other chatichas be mashu. It's mefurish in the gemara. The trei mashu le'armina on the level of the rice, the kal v'chaim level of the rabban. So the shach says wrong. Shach says, Rabbi Yudah's sheet is that you only say, you have to understand why is trei mashu le'armina. If mashu would have been a din achumre mid the rabban, so you say, there's a limit, how far you want to be machmer. So you don't machmer trei mashu. But Rabbi Yudah holds that mashu is a din deraisa. He learns it off in the pasuk. V'lokach hakoy midam apam midam asoyer. It's not talking about Isa v'hetav at all. It's talking about Zrikas Adam on the Mizbech HaPnimi. So it's nothing to do with Chumris and Kulis. So how do you understand the din of Trei Mashal Amin? So the Shach says, very simple. Rabbi Yudah's Shita is that Mim Aminah is B'mashu. Mim Sheini Minah is not B'mashu. So if you have a Mashu Tam of an Isir, have a big piece of flesh, and it has a Mashu Tam, piece of flesh Shchuta, and it has a Mashu of Nevela, and then this falls into a big Kedera with more flesh, you don't have to be mevatel the kosher piece of meat. The kosher piece of meat is kosher. Chaticha nas nevela b'shari serim doesn't mean that etan nepech liyasisa. It's just a din in calculating the shishim. You have to calculate shishim kenege the whole carrier of the issa. But basically, you only have to be mevatel the issa. So the issa is ain't a nice and tam. The issa is a mashahu in the chaticha. So that's called min b'shein amina. It's only called min b'mina if you have a piece of nevela meat and 100 pieces of kosher meat. Or you have a piece of kosher meat that has a tam of nevela meat in it. But if it has a mashahu tam of nevela meat, and now you're discussing a taruvus of a mashahu into a whole pot full of flesh, a mashahu into a big pot of flesh, it's called mimishen amina. That's not called mimimina. But he says, chametz bepesach, machnesh tais, it doesn't make a difference, but it's mimimina, mimishen amina. So there's no logic to say trei mashahu l'amina. The logic of Trei Mashal Arminan only applies to Rabbi Yudah's Shita. Not like the Taz took it, that the Tur said, Afilu. The Tur said, when he quoted this Rabbi Natam, Rabbi Natam said, even according to Rabbi Yudah, that Mim Amino is Bemash, that Mim Amino is Deraisa Bemashahu, you still say Trei Mashal Arminan. So the Taz understood, what do you mean, even? Even? So he says, even though that's a Mashu Deraisa, you say Trei Mashal Arminan, Kalvachamim, when Mashu was only the Rabbanah. So the Shach says, no, that's not what it means. That's not what it means. By Chometz B'Pesach, it doesn't make a difference whether it's min 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 min. That's the Maskanas HaGemara M'sachem Daf Lamed. One Amora said earlier there, M'sachem Chof Tess and Abeis, Rabbi Shmuel had a machlekes. So Shmuel said, Chometz B'Pesach, min 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 mashahu, because he holds like Rabbi Yudah. Min 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 is always been mashahu. Min 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 is been nice and tam. And Rab said no, gzeira mim b'shein amina ata mim amina. And then the Gemara says in the next daf, Omer Rove, on daf laman on alfa mesachim, that's how we paskin. Chomis b'pesach, b'im mim amina, b'im mim b'shein amina, is going to be b'mashu. So the shach tain is, the whole reason why Rabbi Yudah holds that trei mashu hulay amina, that's how the Rabbi in the Tam pointed out the Gemara. That's what the Gemara said, gzeira naman alfa. Trei mashu hulay amina, because the mashahu, when it gets mixed in with all the flesh in the pot, that's called mimishen amina. If it would have been kimish nasan tam b'chaticha, then it would be still called mim b'mina. But it's loy nasan tam, it's only mashu, trei mashu l'amina, because it's mimishen amina. That's a famous shach. That's not what it says in the Rashbo, though. The Rashbo, when he quotes this Rabbi Natam, sounds like he has a different biur. He sounds like he says the Rashbo on the daf. He sounds like he says a different beer. He says, if you have, if I cook the chatichas nevela with the chatichas kshera, and the nevela gives a nesinas tam into the kshera, nesinas tam, it's mim aminoi. So, in our Torah, it's batel b'raif. So, I'm in the rabbanon, you need shish. Okay, you don't have shish. So when I'll throw out the nevela and feed it to the dogs and give it to a nochri, and now by mistake I take this chatichas kshera that has a tam of nevela, and I'll cook it in another pot. So the tam of the nevela that's balua in the ksheira will be mispashit. It'll go out of this chaticha and it'll be mispashit through the reitev. The reitev will be mavabala tam all over, and then the din will be that the mimimina is b'mashu. Masheini kain, if you cooked a nevela with a shchuta and the shchuta this with so much reitev, there's well over shishim against the whole nevela. So true, there's going to be, Rabbi Yehuda will say, all of the shchutas are also because mimimina b'mashu. But a ta mashuhu is ain't on nifla. That's the assumption. In Metzius, the ta mashuhu will not be nifla. So even though I'm going to take a piece of the kshera that has a mashuhu of nevela in it, and I'll put it in another pot, and I'll have roitev all over the place, so we should assume the ta mashuhu is not going to be nifla. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says, that ain't on nesa yochalesa, but makam shenisi yochala halach lishon. The mashahu is not niflat, so that's why it does nasa. There is a din of chaticha atzma nasas nevela. Bishari surim is a din that you need, you have to calculate shishim keneged the whole size, the carrier of the iser. But that's only by medva mamurim, if the tam iser that's balua in the heter is mispashe, is going to be floating around. So I say it's not sufficient to calculate shishim keneged the tam, you have to calculate shishim keneged the whole chaticha. But what if you know that none of the tam is going to be yotze from the chaticha? That's what we had Tosis raises this issue. How do you ever have a din that maliach or tzli asas a little bit? Have two pieces of meat, one next to the other, and I salted it. This is the trefa piece of meat, and this is the kosher. And I salted them so much malicha, ein anechem af smolchai. And it's maliach keresech. Or I'm broiling everything together, so tzli. So tzli asas at kedei netila, and Malich asks at Kedei Klipa. So Tosis says, how can it be? The Kedei Klipa became also Chaticha Asman As Nevela. So the Kedei Klipa, true, the flavor only goes in by Malich and Kedei Klipa. By Tzli, it only goes Kedei Netila. But it's Chaticha Asman As Nevela. So when the Tam of this flesh goes to the next Kedei Klipa, the next Kedei Netila, everything is salted. So it's going to go, the Tam of this flesh, true, the Balu is not going to go. But the Tam of this flesh will go to the next one. So once you say chaticha atzma nas nevela should ask the next kedei klipa, and the tam of that should ask the next kedei klipa till the end. So they quoted the two answers. They quoted Rav Lezer and it says you don't say chaticha nas nevela ben miktsas chaticha, and Tosis says ein leza tam. It doesn't make any sense. On atam and on arech doesn't make any sense at all. Rav Lezer and it. And Tosis said, what's the real answer? Why you don't say the kedei klipa should ask the next kedei klipa, then in turn should ask the next kedei klipa. They said, no, chaticha atzma nas nevela bishari sum is not the same as impossible chalav. It doesn't mean heta nepach liyasisa. It just means, ein anesa yachal esa, memok mishen isa yachal lahalach l'sham. If the yisr only goes by tzliya kedei netila, by klipa, and by melicha goes kedei klipa, and the tam of the yisr doesn't go any further, so the only thing goes further is the tam of the heta. The heta remains heta throughout. The heta remains heta. It's just a din. If the Issa will continue to budge, the Issa will continue to go, so it's not sufficient to calculate Shishim Keneged the Issa, you have to have Shishim Keneged Kula. But if it ain't a Nesser, ain't a Issa Yochel HaHalach Hashem, the Issa is not moving on, so the Nesser does Nasser. That's not what it means, Chaticha Atzma Nas Nevel. So that's how the Rashbo understood this Rabbi Natam sheet over here. Rabbi Natam read Pshat and Rav, Trey Masha Layamina. Why? Because a Masha who is ain't a Niflat. If it's more than a mashuhu, if you don't have shishim against it, so that little bit of isa is going to go weiter. The little bit of isa is going to go weiter. There's not enough to calculate shishim keneged the little bit of isa. You need shishim keneged the whole carrier of the isa. Keneged the whole chaticha seta that's carrying the isa. But if it's only a mashuhu, so the Rashba understood in the Rabbi Natam, a mashuhu ain't a niflat, and therefore, because mashuhu ain't a niflat, ain't a nasi yachal esa, b'makam sheni isa yachal halach l'shom. So that's what Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, all of Asholem. I don't know why they're so respectful all of a sudden. All of Asholem. They always quote the Rabbeinu Tam, they never say all of Asholem. Zechad Tzadik, Kaddish Levrach, all of a sudden over here, Rabbeinu Ephraim, all of Asholem. Understood. Why do you say, well, I understand what the Rabbeinu Tam said. And you ask a Kedei Klipa by Malicha, you ask a Kedei Netila by Tzli. And you say, Eina Nasi Yachalesa. What does it mean, Eina Nasi Yachalesa? It means there ain't no such thing as Chaticha Nasnel, Bishari Sir. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's not what I said. There is a din of Chaticha Nasnel, but it's not to be understood. You shouldn't misunderstand that it means Hetanepach Liyasisir, It's just the din in calculating the shish. And Abayin Ephraim says, no. You see from this, they see from the whole institution of Kedei Klipa, Kedei Netilo, that, and why doesn't it go by to that should ask the next Kedei Klipa, that should ask the next? The answer is, Einan Es Yochel Eser. What does it mean? That there's no such thing. He doesn't understand the Rabbi Ephraim doesn't hold from this pshara of the Rabbi Natan. The Heta is not Nepach Liyasisir, but nonetheless, you have to calculate Shishim Keneged the whole carry of the Yisir. Why? Why do you have to calculate Shishim Keneged the whole carry if the carry remains Mutter? So he said, it's a raya from the whole institution, from the whole fact that Eina Nesi Yochel Eser, that's what Trey Mashul Le'Aminon is based on. That's how the Rashbo understood, not like the Shach and the Nekudas HaKes. He probably didn't have a Rashbo. Didn't have a Torah Sabayis, he quotes all the time, but apparently didn't have the Chidushi Rashbo and the Mesichta. So the Rashbo understood that the Rabbi Natan is saying that Trey Mashul Le'Aminon, because Mashul, who is going to be Eino Nifla. Mashul Eino Nifla, it's Eina Nesi Yochel Eser. The Tesis starts going through the rayas back and forth. So here Tesis on the bottom. Two lines from the bottom of the Tesis. They say, Be'ein raya l'rabbein Ephraim mehodi yama b'trumas ein amadumim min damea ela lefi cheshbon ola yamin en shi osa hako truma. Then is a truma mid the rabbanon you need Echad Ameya. Truma is not bottle, chad betray. The Mishnah goes on Yavish b'Yavish. So let's say you have a bottle of Truma, gets Truma wine, gets mixed in with 85 bottles of Chulin. So a non kain is not allowed to drink any of the 86 bottles. Because that's the din of Truma. The Truma you need Echad Ameya. Truma you need Echad Ameya both by Lach Balach and by Yavish B'Yavish, where the Truma wine got mixed in Lach Balach with Chulandika wine. A bottle of Truma wine got mixed in with 85 bottles of Chulandika wine. So now the Shaila is, so now the Mishnah says one of the 85 bottles of wine falls into another Taruvis. So do you need Meya? You need Meya Keneged, the bottle of wine? Or you say, no, this bottle of wine, it's only, the odds are 85 to 1 that this is not the Truma. So that's how Tesis quotes the Mishnah. So why don't you say, but Truma got mixed in, so why don't you say, Chaticha Atzmanasas Nevelo? So you should have to measure Meya Keneged, the whole thing, just like the Rabbi Natan claims you have to measure Shishim Kenega, the whole carry of the Yisr. So why shouldn't you have to measure Meya Kenega, the whole carry of the Yisr? So Leolam, you could interpret the Mishnah in Trumas that talking about either Lach Balach or Yavish B'Yavish. You can interpret a little bit of Truma wine fell into a big vat of Chulandika wine, and you only had 85 units of Heter against the one unit of Yisr. One bottle of Truma wine got mixed in with 85 bottles of wine. It's gonna be the same thing. In fact, it would make more sense to say that it's talking about Lach Balach. How do you say the Fichesman by the bottles? A bottle fell in. So the odds are 85 to 1, so now you don't need Meya against the one bottle. So Tosis asks, is that a Haychoche to the Rabbein Ephraim? That you don't say Chaticha Nas Nebeh Lebishar Yisur. So Tosis says, they ain't right in the Rabbein Ephraim. You shouldn't say Rabbein Ephraim is right based on the Mishnah, because one can insist that the Mishnah only goes by Yavish B'Yavish. Pashup Shat, the Mishnah goes on Lach B'Lach. But Tosis says, Yesh L'Chalik, the last line, Yesh L'Chalik, Bindo B'Yavish L'Dov Anes Ali Dei B'Liya. You can say that by Yavish B'Yavish, that's not called the carry of the Yisr. The Rabbi Natan Sheet only was that you need Shishim Keneged, or Meya Keneged, the whole carry of the Yisr. But if you have a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish, so the others are not carriers of the Yisr. So that's, everybody agrees to that answer. That's quoted in Yerideya, and when the Ramah, where was the Ramah about Chaticha Nas Me'el B'Shari Surim? Tzadik Beis. So when the Ramah said it then, so he says, but B'Yavish, B'Yavish, Mechaba holds like the Rabbein Ephraim, like Rav HaRishonim, that there is no din of Chanan B'Shari Surim. And the Ramah quotes that there is, but then the Ramah says, but this for sure, B'Yavish, B'Yavish, nobody holds at all. Like the last line, the Yesh L'Chalek, that last line is quoted. Then Tosis says, we got another problem. We got another Gemara that seems to indicate like the Rabbein Ephraim. What's the Rabbein Natan going to answer on that Gemara? So Taisus says, Ula Perusho, according to Rabbein Ephraim, who thinks that you don't apply, Chanan Bishari Surim, Niche, we understand the Gemara in the end of Maseches Avodizara. It says there that Yai Nesach is B'mashem, Mishum Chumr D'Avodizara, like the Rambam by the Tabashal Avodizara, Me'uma. So the din is that Yai Nesach, Yain B'Yain is B'mashu. Yain B'mayim, Min B'Shein Amin is not B'mashu. That's how Taisus pointed out there. The Gemara quotes a Braise, that Tevel is b'mashu and Yai Nesach is b'mashu. Why didn't it say the Chametz is b'mashu? So Taisus explains, not because Chametz is b'mashu ben mimina ben b'shein mimina, and Tevel and Yai Nesach is only b'mashu if it's min mimina. Min b'shein mimina is not b'mashu. So the Gemara, the Mishnah has it in Yai Nesach that fell into Yai Heter is going to be b'mashu. At least the Yai Nesach Bizman HaGemara, that was really Shenis Nasach Labo Dizar. Okay, Bizman HaZed, Tosis is Mekel, based on the Chubas HaGoynim. Good. So if you have Yai Nesach, the Yain Shal Heter is going to be B'mashuhu, but Yain B'mayim is Min, B'shein Amin is not going to be B'mashuhu, that'll be Batal B'shishim. So then the Gemara says, what if you have a mixture? You have Yain Shal Heter, and you have Mayim in a big vat or in a big bore, and then a small amount of Yai Nesach falls in. So what are you going to say here? It falls in to everything but Vasacha. So you have in the Mayim, I know how much water there is and I know how much wine there is, it's all mixed up together, and I have Shishim in the water against the Yayim, but the Shishim doesn't, the fact that I have Shishim in the wine of Heter against the wine of Isa doesn't help. That's the Mishnah, that Yain B'Yain, Yain Nesach is B'mashu. So I should really say over here, all the wine is also because Yain B'Yain is Mashu. All the water is Mutter because I have Shishim in the water against the tray for wine. But now I have to figure out, do I have so much water that I have Shishim against all of the wine? Because the Yain B'Yain is B'mashu, so all the wine became tray. So the din is, no, that's the Gemara on Amin Beis. The Gemara has on the top of Amin Beis. According to Rabbi Yudah, the Mim Mimina is B'mashu. So what's the din if you have vegetable soup and you have meatballs, kosher vegetable soup, kosher meatballs, and then a trefa meatball falls in, and it's cooking there for 2 hours, and then later on the balabasta realizes that meatball was treif. She can tell by the shape, by the size, by the whatever, and she throws it out. So according to her beauty, what's the din? So I should say all the flesh is also, all the meatballs are also min min of a mashu. And as far as the vegetable soup, all the soup is concerned, that's mim shena minai. So if there's shishim against the tray for meatballs, then mim shena minai should be muta. But all the kosher meatballs should be treif now, because mim minai is mamashu. So the Gemara says wrong. Rabbi Yudah Shita, that mim minai mamashu is only, that's the whole story, it's only a mim minai. But if a treif thing falls into a mixture which is mim minai and mim shena minai, then the expression the Gemara uses is salekas mino kemisha eno. Ignore the fact that you have all the meatballs there, that's mimiminoi. If you have shishim in the soup, in the vegetable soup, which is mimishena minoi, against the trefa meatball that fell in, salek is mimishena, shena minoi, rabba all of them, mevatla. So then, not only is the vegetable soup kosher, because I have shishim in the vegetable soup against the trefa meatball that fell in, all the kosher meatballs are also kosher, because the Issa was Nizbatal already. So that's a din of Salek. So that din of Salek is within Rabbi Yudah's Shita, that Mim Mimina B'mashu is a din deraisa. It's like Kal V'chomer that it applies if you have a din of Mim Mimina that's only Midirabbanan. So let's say you have Yayin B'Yayin is B'mashu, Yayin B'mayim is B'noisin Tam. That's the halacha. The Yayin Nesach is only B'mashu when it's Mim Mimina. Same as Tevel is only B'mashu. Not like Chomer's B'Pesach that it's Bim Mimina, Bim Mimina, Mishen Mimina is going to be B'mashu. That's why Tosis explained why the Braisa didn't list Chametz b'Pesach together with the Tevel and the Yai Nesach, because the dinim are not shove b'shove, they're not the same. So if it says there, if the Yai Nesach, the tray for Yai Nesach falls into a vat that has kosher wine and it has water, so the kosher wine cannot succeed in being mevatel the tray for wine, Yain b'Yain is b'mashu, but if the water has shishim against the tray for wine, so you're allowed to drink the whole mixture, even though you should have said the Yain b'Yain is b'mashu. No, that's the din. Salekas mino kemisheino, ignore temporarily the fact that mim mino is b'mashu. Sheimino rab olav emavatlo, the shishim in the water keneged the tray for wine. So even though the tray for wine is mixed, even though the kosher wine is mixed up together with all the water, everything is all in one tarubis, din is everything is kosher. So that's fine. That's a din of Salek. That doesn't show anything. The din of Salek works on the level of the Raisa within Rabbi Yudas. It works on the level of the Rabbanan by Yain Esach also. But the Gemara has there a machlokes. One opinion is the Yain Esach shenofel ula perusha on the contrary of Rabbeinu Ephraim is nicha the Gemara towards the end of Avodah Zarah. The last line it says nicha adi amagabi Yain Esach b'sof maseches Avodah Zarah Yain Esach shenofel lebor. There's one opinion. I feel enough of Shem Kita Shemaim with the stuff. Yayin fell into Yayin Nesach, fell into Yayin Heter, and there is no Mayim. It's Mamis Mimimimimim. And it's Mimimimim is Bamashahu. And then later on, a spoonful of Yayin Nesach fell into a vat with 1,000 units, 1,000,000 units of Yayin Heter. See, Yayin be Yayin is Bamashahu. And then later on, someone accidentally pours in a bottle of water. The bottle of water has shishim against the spoonful of yayin nesach that fell in. So even though originally it was yayin b'yayin and it was b'mashu, it's nesach already, but later on, v'nafon shom kitum shomayim, the little container of water, the water falls in at the end, later, so if there's shishim in the water to be mevatel a tray for wine, so you say again salek. So how can you say salek as mina k'misha'enoi? What are you talking about? But it was already nesar. How can you say salek if you all chaticha nasnavei lebisharis him? So all the kosher wine became treif when it got mixed up with the treif wine. It was b'mashu. Now you have to have shishim keneged all the wine. So isn't that gemara hachacha to the Rabbeinu Ephraim? That's Tosfos Shaila. Isn't that hachacha to Rabbeinu Ephraim? So the Ramah paskins lahalacha that if you when you say chanan bisharis surim only if it's a bliya in a chaticha, but if it's lach balach they got mixed up. It's treifid wine got mixed in with kosher wine. So then the Ramah says, if you have a mokum hefsid merube, then you don't say chanan bishari surim balach balach. What does that mean? Because mikar adin, that's how we really paskin. So that's how many rishonim, that's how the ikar teretz to this tesis kasha is, that balach balach you don't say chanan bishari surim. The teretz on the bottom of Amud Aleph is absolutely accepted lalacha. You don't say chanan biyavish biyavish. It's not at all the carrier of these. But even by Lach Balach, we say it's not called the carrier of the Yisr. Because originally it was a spoonful of water, could have fallen in, a spoonful of Yayin Nesach, could have fallen in directly into the water later on. It didn't have to fall, the spoonful of treif of wine fell into the vat, the bor full of Yayin Heter, and then the water fell in later. So you're going to say the Yayin Heter is the carrier of the Yisr. Mechatez, why is it the carrier of the Yisr? It could have fallen in this way it was originally. That's not called the carrier. The carrier haste. If there's a blia of Isser in a heter, but not if it's a lach balach. So the real teretz, the Tosfos Kasha, is that balach balach, just like Yavish. But Yavish, you don't say chanan, you don't say lach balach either. So what do you have left? If you don't say chanan balach balach, you don't say chanan b'yavish b'yavish, there's nothing left. The answer is no, a blia. If you have a blia of Isser in a heter, that's when you say chanan b'shar isur. So that's the Ika Teretz at the Ramah Paskins, the Bamakim Hefs Meruba, that's the Psak, that's the Ika Teretz. Tosfos didn't hold from that Teretz. Tosfos just hold from Yavish B'Yavish. Lach B'Lach, they don't like that Teretz. So they give a Teretz.
Which is strange, because the Lashon by Davar Yavish is, Yesh Chalik Ben Davar Yavish, Lower Nesai De Bluya.
Yeah.
It sounds like he would have held of that Yisoid.
Right, the way they worded it on the bottom of Amud Aleph, they didn't say Lach B'Lach Yavish B'Yavish, they said, Yavish B'Yavish has a post to Ayidei Bliya. So they gave her away the answer already. Only Ayidei Bliya. Yeah. So Tosfos doesn't give that answer. Tosfos says maybe it means like this. The Yayin Nesach, the spoonful of Yayin Nesach fell into a vat full of Yayin Heta. There was so much Yayin Heta, there was Shishim against the Yayin Nesach. So if the Shishim against it, it's still lost because of Mashahu. So by Mashahu you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam said. By Mashu, you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. But then Tosfos says, but that's not the same as what we said before. Rabbeinu Tam didn't say you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela by Mashu. Rabbeinu Tam said you don't say Trei Mashu Lo Yamino. Why? Said the Rashbo said, because the Mashu ain't a niflat. But over here, we're not talking about ain't a niflat. Here, the spoonful of treif of wine fell into the vat full of wine. There's not a shayla of Mashu ain't a niflat. So Tosfos said, Miru Yesh Loima on the fourth line from the Tam. You can fire him for that gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah. The Hasmar Kedon Shelo Hayusham Yain Nesek Gedei Litin Tam Shal Heter Shebebar. It was there was shishim in the Yain Heter against the Yain Nesek. So therefore, you don't say Hanan when it's a Mashu. That's how the Tur quotes it. That's that Rabbeinu Tam that the Tur quotes in Simit Zadik Beis. But that long Shach the long taz is, and the long nekudas hakesef is, the taz of cotton to Zion, and that gigantic nekudas hakesef, that's the way they present it. You don't say Hanan, you don't say Chadich Hanan Smele, but it's only Nesai De Mashu. So that's what Tosfos says. Since it's only Nesai De Mashu, you don't say Hanan. But then he says, Kiripishis Liel, Aviaf Agav Dalai Domi, but it's not exactly the same. We're pulling the wool over your eyes. That's not what the Rabbeinu Tam said originally. Rabbeinu Tam said, Trey Mashu Lai Amina, it's a different voice. So he says, but maybe still, maybe you can press it in. It's not, you're right, it's not what the Rabbeinu Tam said originally. But maybe this is also correct that you don't say Hanan whenever it's only a mashal. I've got the lay dami, the lay lamin, and the lay nishal lay testa hacheris. Trey mashal lay amin. I've only atzma nesru mashu. But mashu who does ask the bayay nesa? Mashu, you don't say min 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 is bamashu. So it's bamashu, you should say Hanan. So he says, nope. Maybe you can still say like that. That's the shan. And then Tosfos has the last 15 lines in the Tosfos has the famous passage that Rabbi Kivaya made famous. That the Shach wrote in Simon Tzadik Beis, I think Sukkot and Yud Beis or something. Forgot already where. That the whole din of Hanan, Bishari Sim, is only made the Rabbanon, it's Exera Otu Basa B'cholov. So Rabbi Kivaya points out, but the Tosfos here, the last 15 lines, says not so. Because they're bothered with their kashim. The Torah says you have to kashu all the trefik clay midyan. So Tosfos says, how can you have a kasha any kli aide hagola? The treif ablia will go out. What's going to prevent the treif ablia from coming back in? So Tosfos explains on the last daf in Avodah Zarah that you have to have one or the other. Either you have to have shishim in the water keneged the whole thickness of the kli. So when the treif ablia goes into the water, there's talking nothing preventing it from coming back into the kli. But by the time it's going to come back into the kli, it'll really be batla b'shishim. That's one solution. So there has to be a small kli, and you have to have shishim in the water. Or if you'll wait till the kli will be ena ben yomo, so then after the kli is ena ben yomo, you don't have to kasher it at all. But with the rabbanon, you have to kasher. So the gzeira ena ben yomo to ben yomo only applies with the tchilas habliya was l'shvach. I have a tray for kli, so when originally I cooked the tray for sin and it was nice and time of the shvach, the tray for bliya sat in the kli for 24 hours. So the charsis hakdera worked on it. So they made it into a nice and tamlab gam. It was pugim the flavor. So there is a gzera d'rabbanan, you have to kasher. Once you kasher and the treif ablia goes into the water, you're right. There's nothing preventing the treif ablia from coming back in. Once it comes back in, that's tchilas ablia levgam. Tchilas ablia levgam, then whenever goes there, even with the rabbanan. So Tosfos says, what are you going to do in Chumash? It says you have to kasher kelim hagola by clay midyan. What are you going to do if it's such a big kli that you simply don't have shishim in the water kinegdo? So we have a solution today. Wait till it's ena ben yomo, and then do the hagolah. So then the treif ablia will return back in. It'll be tchilas ablia levgam. Won't be a problem. But in the chumash, you can't say that's the pshat because the gemara has the famous statement. Lo yosef tera l'kadera bas yoma. The chumash is only talking about kashering on the same day. So you can't say the eitz is wait till tomorrow. So the chumash says you kashu all the kelim in the same day. How can you kashu a kli if it's a gigantic kli? You simply won't have shishim in the water can egg the kli. So the Rabbein Ephraim says, according to my shita is niche. Al kasher the kli in the water, so you won't have shishim. Let's say you have 10 times, the water will have how much is 8 times 8?
64.
64? Forgot it. So if you have, let's say you have 8 times as much, you have 8 times as much water as the kli. So but you don't have shishim. You don't have shishim, so the treifa al kasher at kli aide hagola. So the treifa kli will go into the water. It's going to come back into the kli. It'll make a treifa again, but now it'll only be treif to the extent of 1/8. But they have 7 units against it. 7 units against it. But when it comes back in, it'll only be 1/8 treif. And then I'll pour out all the water. The treifa would not do a second hagola. So if I'll do a second hagola, so now it'll be 1/64. Because the treif ablia will go out, it's going to come back in, but now it'll only go out, it'll only be 1/8. When it goes into the water, it'll be 1/8 of 1/8 when it comes back in. So it'll be 1/64. So by that time, it'll be batel b'shishim. So he says, if you're all like me, the Rabbeinu Ephraim says, you're all like me, so you do hagolah twice. If you don't say chaticha nas nareh l'bishar yisurim on the level of the raisa, he assumed that the Rabbeinu Tam held chanan bishar yisurim is the raisa. So he says, if you're all like me, that there is no chanan, so you do hagolah twice. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's not even going to help to do Hagolah twice. When you did Hagolah the first time, you only had 8 times as much water as you had the thickness of the treif kli. So it's not batel b'shishim. So all the water is now Hanan. So when the water goes back in, you don't just say that you only have to calculate shishim keneged 1/8 of the bli and the kli. You have to calculate shishim keneged the whole carrier, everything, and you don't have shishim. So that's his right. So the Tosis will have to say, the Rabbeinu Tam will have to say, when the Torah says you do agol, it's only bekelim ketana. Sure. Vein ra'i gemur mika, it's not an absolute haikacha to Rabbeinu Ephraim, dika le'meimar, the lomar Torah la'hagol ele kelim ketana mitok kli godol, shoyi b'mayim shishim, k'tei le'bat le'isim, sure. Not such a murderous, not such an absolute haikacha. It's very strange. I saw that the Pharisee Yankiv is picking on the Tosis. He says that it says by the Klei Midyon, they have to kasha the treifas from the kelim, then they have to be mazeh ach b'meinida yischato. So he says the pshuto shal nikra ach b'meinida yischato means mei adayusa. That's what the Tag Monkla says. It means you need hazor shlishi shvi, because all the kelim were involved in the war and there were dead bodies all over the place. The midyonim, the melchemes midyon. So all the kelim had a chashash that they were all tamim meis. So they wanted to eat. They wanted to use the pots and pans. They wanted they should be kosher and they should be tohar. So to make it kosher, they did Hagolah. To make it Torah, they had to be Maza Hazor Shlishi Shvi. And after doing the Hazor Shlishi Shvi from the Kor Aduma, then they had to be Tevelet in the Mikveh. So true, the Torah Shebaal Peh gives an additional level of interpretation on the last daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Ach b'meinida yischata means you should be Tevel all the Kelim. If I buy pots and pans, forks and knives from a non-Jew, you have to be Tevel them in the Mikveh. So that's a machlokes rishonim, whether that's a din de rabbanon or a din de raisa. So some holds only the rabbanon, the pasuk is only an asmachta. Even if you hold that it's a din de raisa, tefilas kelim by kli mateches are a din de raisa. That's what we assume. We assume kli mateches, tefilas kelim is a din de raisa, and by kli zechuches we assume it's only by the rabbanon. Some achronim hold even kli zechuches is menatur. But the pasuk pshat nigmar is that kli zechuches is only a gzer de rabbanon, or to kli mateches. Kli mateches is a din de raisa. That's the last mishnah. Next to the last Omid base in Maseches Avodah Zarah, and then the last sugya is all about Tefilas Kelim. So the Tiferes Yankim says, but that's not Pshuto Shal Mikra. The Gemara got it off in the Pasuk, Ach b'meinido yischato mayim shahanida tavelas behem. The Gemara gives an additional level of interpretation. The Pshuto Shal Mikra is like it says in Tag Munklis, the mei adayusa, you should be mazah hazor shlishi shvi. An additional level of interpretation means you should be tevel all the kelim in a mikveh that's roi for Tefilas Nida, in a mikveh of Memso. But the Pshuto Shal Mikra Inyan Hazor Shlishi Shvi. So he says, how can Tosfos say pshat that the Torah only commanded us to kasha the kelim without a bnei yayma? But they're not going to use the kelim until the 7 days are up anyway. They were all concerned about the tumah, so they're going to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi anyway. So what do you mean? What is the Gemara? Tosfos quotes that Gemara. Lo yosu Torah kader abas yayma. See, he wants to say a big chiddush. He wants to say. And why would the Torah tell us you should kasher the kelim bechlal? They didn't have their own pots and pans. Wait till tomorrow and there'll be ice. They just won the war today, so they have to kasher all the treif of kelim today. Wait till tomorrow, you won't have to kasher anything. Your problems will be solved. So he suggests, it's a big chiddush, he suggests maybe Tosis is wrong. Maybe the halacha la'as Torah k'der abas yayma means if it's nichnas l'shus ha'yisrael when it's still ben yomo. So once it's nichnas l'shus ha'yisrael when it's ben yoma, then you have to kasher it even when it's ain't a ben yoma. Why? But it's nice and time with God. But he says otherwise he doesn't understand. They had to wait 7 days anyway before they used it. So if they're going to wait 7 days anyway in order to do hazor shlishi shvi and tefillin and mikveh, so why do they have to bother? Why do they have to waste the time to kasher it? So why did they? So what's the taka the answer? What does it help that it's nichnas l'shus ha'yisrael when it's still ben yoma? So what? But you're not going to use it until 8 days later, 7 days later. So by then it's going to be nice and time long gone. The questions that he asks are very good. The answer that he gives is at this fluky. The questions are very strong. Okay. Let's say, Billy Ned, I'd like to a little more in this Tosfos on Sunday, on Kufa Medala. Then I'd like to learn the next Gemara. We should take a look. The Tosfos Kuf Yud Aleph on the base Hilchasa, but not by not. We discussed it, but we should really read it inside. The Tosfos by not by not Hilchasa. Then on Kuf Yud base on the base, we should do the Gemara. Omer Rav Nachman Dogim the Yofi Shemolchem Zem Zeh, with all the Tosfos in there. Dogim, Vid Dogim.